The U.S. Interior Department established a derogatory names task force last year, which has been identifying geographic feature names under federal use that ought to be renamed. The department recently released its full list of around 650 renamed sites around the country, including 28 here in Wisconsin, that used to include a slur for Indigenous women. A lot of the sites are water-related, creeks, rivers, lakes, and an island. Oneida Nation responded to the department's move with a press release in which Vice Chairman Brandon Yellowbird Stevens said, quote, "This has been a long time coming, and it shouldn't have to take the first female Native American Secretary of the Interior to do something that's morally and ethically just." Barbara Webster is Director of Public Relations for Oneida Nation. Bobby, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Can you talk about just how widespread this particular slur has been, maybe still is today, in place names and elsewhere?
Well, I think it was pretty well understood and known throughout the entire United States that it was a derogatory term. However, that didn't stop people from using it, and it became sort of a term that people felt was a way to identify and thereby named lakes, islands, streams, mountains, different things within the entire environment were reflected by that name.
And so having all these creeks and rivers and lakes in Wisconsin and elsewhere that have this slur toward Native American women in particular, if I can ask, what was it like for you as a Native American woman to see and hear those names out there?
Well, it's hurtful. And it's disrespectful, and it's a show of ignorance and the lack of having any appreciation for the diverse cultures that are represented across the Great Turtle Island. But more than ever, it was accepted and it was just overlooked. And to be in that frame of reference that just overlooks a complete way of recognizing Indigenous women is just intolerable.
I had that quote earlier from the Oneida Nation press release saying, you know, great, but it's a long time coming. Why did it take this long? Do you have some thoughts on why it took so long to get here?
Well, a lot of it had to do with oppression and genocide and somewhat assimilation by Indigenous people to expect that human nature is not going to exchange something that's negative and hurtful. So there was a lot of trust through generations that Indigenous women, Indigenous people felt that the interaction between the different cultures would be mutually respect. But as it turned out, by time I think Indigenous people got a grasp of the English language, it was too late to understand the damage that was being done and the genocide that we were a part of.
We were talking to Barbara Webster, Director of Public Relations for Oneida Nation, talking about a change in place names, replacing a slur directed at Native American women in particular on a lot of places around the country, including a couple dozen here in Wisconsin, a lot of waterways in particular. Bobby, as you look at the new names around the state, this was an opportunity to correct this wrong in the past. What do you think of what's come out of that now with the new names? It's an opportunity to I guess, bring new and better attention to these places.
Well, I'm not real well versed in what some of those names have changed to. I know some of them have changed that are totally different from an environmental concept. So it may not be relative to any of the Indigenous lands that are around it. It might have changed to a family name of a non-Indigenous family that lived in that area. So it may have changed the name of the lake to Jones Lake or something like that. I really can't comment too much on how the names change to reflect any of the environment or what they are. I don't know what they've been changed to.
Sure. Now, this is a process. It took a while. Are you hoping that this is a first step? Are there other changes that you hope people consider either on federal land, which this applied to, or state or local land as well?
Oh, absolutely. I think the change should be global. The sentiment of a derogatory term reflecting any type of land, city, lake, or any place in our environment is just not appropriate. It's very disrespectful. And I think that goes to any culture, not just Indigenous people, but we should be reflecting positive and beautiful things when we talk about our environment and when we identify them by naming them. It should not be in any respect derogatory to any culture.
Now, we're talking about place names here, the S word we're talking about. Is that something that in conversation and talking to people, you run into people using the phrase either intentionally, hurtfully, or just not knowing its history? Is this something you run into just in your daily life?
Not anymore. Hmm. When I was a schoolgirl going to elementary school, I heard the name. I've been called that name. I heard other young students use that term. But after growing up and getting into high school, I don't believe I had heard it beyond high school. And I'm 69 years old, so it's been a while since I've been in school. But when I was very young, I did hear the term, and I didn't understand exactly how derogatory it was based on mostly the tone of how it was used. So, you know, when they refer to you as ignorant or stupid or dirty, then you certainly knew what they were talking about and got this negative connotation. But I've not heard that term in probably the last 20 years, although I know it was used at the boat landings during the fishing controversy in the Northern Woods.
Do you see this as a symbolic improvement, or do you see, like, is that change you've experienced in your life, do you see it as a symbol of either, I don't know, other improvements, or maybe at least the potential for more improvements in the future?
I think we've come a long way, but there's still a lot of room for improvement. We would hope that our children in school are not mindful of these kinds of terms and that derogatory way of referring to anybody. You always want your children to have a better life than you had. So I'm sure that each generation will begin, and I hope and pray that each generation will begin to undo the damages that were done for many, many years of assimilation, genocide, and oppression, and that we continue to move towards cultural appreciation and mutual respect.
Barbara, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I've been talking to Barbara Webster, Director of Public Relations for Oneida Nation. We talked to her today about a recent effort by the Department of the Interior to change geographic place names, including 28 around Wisconsin, that used to include a slur directed at Indigenous women.